best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she wings back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
Good morning, this is Megan, Maddie and Joe with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, studies from two independent research groups have found that changes in farm fertilizer management have tangibly improved water quality in catchments flowing into the Great Barrier Reef. James Cook University and the CSIRO have both observed significant increases in water quality in areas that flow into the reef, which they suggest could help the natural wonder recover from the impacts of climate change. The data used in the research spanned decades and showed a 75% improvement in water quality as a result of local cane growers altering the use and makeup of fertilizer.
The Queensland Premier has emerged from the National Cabinet victorious after securing an exemption to allow the state to power any future data centre with coal and gas, despite the Prime Minister's push to force the country's AI centres to be exclusively powered with renewable energy. Queensland and the Northern Territory will not be required to do so. In a statement to the press, Christopher Lee said, quote, "We've got a really big point of difference, and that this is we own distribution, transmission and generation, and that enables us to control the energy mix."
And in national news, a plan to block Hobart property owners from converting their entire homes into short-stay accommodation has passed another milestone, the local government voting to send the proposal off for final approval. The tweak to planning rules would block about 20,000 homes from being wholly converted into visitor accommodation, such as Airbnb and stays, though it will not affect existing permits. Hobart City Council said, quote, "The primary purpose is to limit the impact of short-stay visitor accommodation on the availability and affordability of housing for long-term residents in the city. The proposal will be sent to the Tasmanian Planning Commission, which will have the final say on whether it goes ahead."
A three-year Murujaga Rock Art Monitoring Program report was released yesterday and revealed that the ancient engravings are in worse condition than initially thought, but not deteriorating. Murujaga, or the Burrup Peninsula, houses tens of thousands of ancient sacred indigenous carvings, but also major fertilizer and gas facilities. The report stated upon release that it cannot be confirmed that the industrial activity in the area has directly harmed the art, but that the pollution that has affected it was likely caused by human activity. The study has involved over 186,000 assessments of the rock art state. Funding has been approved for the study to continue as traditional owners have called for long-term monitoring.
And international news. Another tragic loss for the arts. The man who played Dr. Frank in Furcher in a Rocky Horror Picture Show, the clown from the original It films, and the voice of Nigel Thornberry, Tim Curry, has died at age 80. The legend is being celebrated for his decades of work in film industry and the roles in legendary pieces of media that are celebrated to this day. Curry suffered a stroke in 2012, and left him in a wheelchair bound since, but has continued to work until 2024. No cause of death has been announced, but he died in his home in LA.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Want to study where creativity and technology collide?